Gemara daf on Zayin Beis brings down this fascinating ma'aseh of the Meshulam ben Levi, how when the Malchim Avos came to kill him, he sort of tricked him to allow him to go near Gan Eden to show him his place, and then he jumped in, and the Meshulam ben Levi ended up going into Gan Eden alive. Now the kasha is, if you look in Maseches Derech Eretz Zuta, Perek Aleph, it lists over there nine people that were nichnasu b'chayim le Gan Eden. There were nine people that went into Gan Eden during their lifetime. And the Shimon Levi is not part of that list, but then the Brisa says, some people say that Shimon Levi was also one of the ones who went in alive. And the question is, why is it only Yeshayimim? Sounds like the first Tana didn't hold of this. The Chayis Beferish in our Sugget, the Gemara is telling us the Maisa Shahaya that happened, that he went in. So why does the first Tana not hold that Shimon Levi is part of the list of people who went into Gan Eden alive? And I was thinking that perhaps we could be miyash of this LP, something the Marsha writes over here, Gvaldik Echidish. The Marsha understands that this whole sugya over here of Rabbi Shimon Levi going into Gan Eden is not referring to the Gan Eden HaElyon, but it's referring to the Gan Eden HaTachton. So Kiyadua, it's Mavur in the Svarim, and based on the Gemara, that there are really two Gan Edens. There's the Gan Eden HaElyon, where the Neshamas go, which is somewhere in Shemayim. But then there's a Gan Eden HaTachton, where Adam Rishon was, which is here in this world. It's a place in the world, in the physical world, referred to as Gan Eden. And that's also called Gan Eden. That's here in our physical world in Olam Hazeh. So the Marsha learns that this whole sugya with Rabbi Shimon Levi is referring to the Gan Eden HaTachton. That's where he jumped into. That's where he went, but it's nothing to do with the Gan Eden HaElyon. So if that, it's possible you could say that the Mishnah, the Bais and Derech Eretz, is listing people who went into the Gan Eden HaElyon alive. They actually entered the real Gan Eden alive. And our Gemara is talking about the Gan Eden HaTachton. So therefore, it could be the first Tana held that this Rav Shimon Levi has nothing to do with that, what it's talking about over there about the Gan Eden HaElyon. He never went into that Gan Eden alive. He only went into the Gan Eden HaTachton. Yeshayim held that maybe he understood that this sugya is referring to the Gan Eden HaElyon, and therefore he adds it on. So we know he did go into Gan Eden, but the shaila is which one? Was it referring to the Gan Eden HaElyon or the Gan Eden HaTachton? But al-Kabanim, what is mavur from this Marsha and other Mefarshim is that there is something called Gan Eden HaTachton. There actually is a Gan Eden here in this world. And the obvious question is that how could that be? You know, nowadays people have been to every inch of the world, we've seen it all, and no one found this Gan Eden. How can you say that there's a physical Gan Eden in this world if no one has ever seen it? And the Mefarshim asks this kasha, Chuvus Rav Pa'alim, Chelik Beis, in Siman Aleph, he asks this kasha and other Achanim as well. And the different Turutsim are given, different theories to try to be madbir where this Gan Eden is that nobody actually saw. I just want to mention an interesting theory I heard once from Reb Ezra Neuberger Shlita. He wanted to be Matziah that this Gan Eden HaTachtain is at the bottom of the Mediterranean Ocean. And that's why no one could see it, because it's under the ocean, and it's been flooded, and it was based on different rayas. The Medr says that at a certain point, when Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to started to flood the world because of Chatayim that were going on, and he started flooding the world and flooding Gan Eden, and the flood stopped when it got to Eretz Yisrael, when it got to the shore of Eretz Yisrael, when it got to Akoi. And Yafai, that's where it stopped. And the Medrash says that's why Akai is called Akai. It's a Milashon Ad Kai. Up until now, the water will come and then it will stop. And that's why Yafai is called Yafai, also Milashon Ad Pai. And only the water went until here. So it's Mavur that Gan Eden got flooded and it stopped in Eretz Yisrael. So it's Mistaber that the place where Gan Eden was somewhere in that area to the left of Eretz Yisrael, which would be under the Mediterranean. And it's also mashmak like that in the Pesukim that when Adam Rishon left, he went to Kedem. He went eastwards, which would be going towards Eretz Yisrael from Gan Eden, which would make sense that he's going in that direction, and fits in with what Chazal say also in Maseches Tamar, that when Alexander went to find Gan Eden, he went to Alexander Shel Mitzrayim, which would also be, that would be in the direction of the Mediterranean, where it borders on Mitzrayim. So that is his Hatzah, and that's why it's not found, because it is a real place, but it's flooded under the Mediterranean Ocean. You have to know how to fit that in with what Chazal say, that the Yainer brought the Ali Zayas from Gan Eden, and by the Nesim also, they brought the Shem and Zayas from Gan Eden. Sounds like it was somewhere that you're able to access, and not underwater, so Tzarechin, how that works out. But Kapanim, that's one Mahalach, a possible Mahalach, to be Mavar, where Gan Eden is, how it could be here today, in a place that we can't see, and there's other different interesting Mahalachim that Tzarechin mentioned.